Iran is a world event that's been impossible to cover without new media. When John Calloway died this week, it reminded me about the values of journalism that I hope will leap into new media and that John so cheerfully embodied. John Calloway was a longtime news director at Chicago's WTTW television and, I'll use a word he's not around to wince at now, a legend. He was 72. John hired me and fired me and always said that both times it was the best thing he could ever do for me. Your career doesn't begin when you get hired, he said. It starts the first time you get fired. You have to figure out if it's a career or a fluke. And he paused while his eyes, behind his thick glasses, teared a bit, as they did when he laughed or thought of something he loved, and said, I think you'll do fine. In a city where journalists are proud of being boisterous and pugnacious, John was known for being profoundly kind and pugnacious. He interviewed mayors, maestros, welfare mothers, Nobel laureates, and people who'd just been burned out of their homes in the middle of the night with equal consideration and grace. In these days when every citizen can be a reporter and editor, John Calloway might remind us why real journalism is a craft. It's easy to get people to watch, listen, and follow when the story's overwhelming and compelling, like today's drama in Tehran. But those days when the news isn't right in front of your eyes are important, too, because there are still millions of stories to be told, and the only way you get that chance is to build and earn a relationship with an audience who begin to trust that you can inform, amuse, move, and surprise them. Almost anything you may have heard on our show over the years that you've liked may trace back to something I learned from John Calloway. Be persistent. Be kind. Be fair. Try to do something different. Tip the bartender. Remember that it's a blessing to be a Chicagoan and a privilege to bring people the news. Last year, I came back to World Studios to be interviewed by John about a novel I'd written. The interview was emotional for both of us. John was effusive with praise. I had no premonition of mortality, but seeing him reminded me that the people you love do not last forever. I was happy he could meet my wife and children and see a book I'd written about the city we both cherished be successful. Remember, I told you you'd do fine, he said. If you hadn't left here, you'd still be running after fire trucks, falling down in snowstorms, and listening to low-rent politicians with me. Yes, I told him, and having a wonderful time.
And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love as old friends do. And we tell each other
Anne Hampton Calloway, you're listening to NPR News.